Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Online and archived at kfai.org. It's where community grows.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
Right, welcome to Who's the Resiest, a game show, a special event for Turtle Island Voices Rising, American Indian Month here at KFAI, Fresh Air Community Radio. In studio today with Deanna Standing Cloud.
Woo!
On the air, we have the infamous Trish Cook.
Woo!
And the Res reporter Rob Fairbanks is also joining us today as we attempt to have a game show. Who's the Resiest? Who came up with that? Is that you, Deanna?
Me, and I never lived on the Res. Well, you
never did.
You did.
It's a lifestyle, man. It's not, ooh, you know, not your location.
Tell us more, Neej. Tell us more. What'd you say?
You either have it or
it's
you
a way
don't.
Of being. I'm from the city. I grew up around the way. I spent a little time on the Res. We were talking
I spent
about
summers in the Res.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Everybody's got a little bit of Res in them, man. Everybody. Yeah.
There you go. Well, we are gonna check your Res knowledge based on some predetermined questions. But first, as we get started, why don't we do some brief introductions? Anything you want to say, comedic or whatever, because we are trying to have some fun today, celebrate American Indian Month, and share, you know, how important comedy is to our community. Why don't we start off with our hostess, with the mostest, Deanna Standing Cloud.
Woo! What's my applause? Hey, boo-joo, Neejis. Neejiwug. So my name is Deanna, and I'm a Red Laker, and I'm a Southsider as well. And I don't have any really fun, exciting things to say about myself. I'm really just a homebody. I'm in my 40s, and my back hurts, and yeah, need
so,
a stretch.
So you like comedy. What do you do to pay the bills, Deanna?
Actually, I'm not quite sure. Okay. I do some laundering. I'm with the American Indian Birthing Center planning team. So we are working with a few partners to gather some information from the community about starting an American Indian Birthing Center in the Twin Cities. Woo!
Awesome.
Oh, nice.
I might just have to come out of retirement to birth over there. Kidding.
Like Johnny Bench, just waiting. It's a baseball reference. Okay.
I'm on the bench. Put me in, coach.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to catch that baby.
I'm totally just kidding.
Okay, I don't know what I'm talking about, so I'm going to shut up. And then we also have Trish Cook.
Hey.
Trish, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am also a Southsider Red Laker, like Deanna. But I did spend a lot of time in Red Lake as a kid, and in high school I spent summers there, working at the grocery store for $2 an hour, and people were mad because I was making so much money up there, and then
it rain.
I was getting harassed for trying to like jog in my Nike Airs, getting ready for sports in the fall, and people would be like, who's chasing you, what's happening? And I did that, but I have a day job and I try every day not to get fired, and then I do comedy and emceeing and hosting to pay the bills and super excited to be here. Good to see everyone. I hear everyone. All right.
That's what's up. Yes. And then we also have the Res Reporter, the infamous one and only Prophet.
He's his own best hype man.
I got the same. I was born and raised in Minneapolis, over Southside.
Southside.
I relocated to the back to Leech Lake, and so I've been here ever since. You know, I'm kind of like everybody was trying to move away from the Res, but I was the only one moving to the Res. So that was backwards migration, I guess, or whatever you call it, reverse migration. I just thought, like, after, you know, I went to school for HVAC at Minneapolis Community Technical College, so I figured I'd offer my skills and, you know, my talents up back to my Res, you know, so I came back and felt like that was me doing my little part, you know, giving back to the reservation and stuff like that. Yeah, I got into comedy about, 2014, I was doing, I started the Res Report videos, and then, you know, I started out just doing videos, you know, so there was just videos, but, you know, now they went viral and that's what opened the door for me to do stand-up comedy. So I've been doing it, what, 11 years now? So, yeah. Saturday I'll be over at the River Rail School in Bemidji doing an Indigenous Environmental programs, hosting that event. So excited about that. And, you know, it's just been same thing. I'm raising, you know, trying to take care of the kids. Got my day job, you know, trying to do my comedy stuff still, you know, and make sure I keep my content, my social media content current, which is a job in itself too. So, man, so, and that's a lot of things people don't realize, like, you know, yes, as a social media influencer and as an entertainer, like, I got a day job, you know, I got a regular life, I got kids, I got drama, like you said, drama and all that stuff. You
know, there's always drama.
Yeah, sometimes your war pony wants to act up, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's like being in a, like what they call a high maintenance relationship, you know what I mean? With your vehicle. Spend a lot.
Like, turn. Why are you not talking to me today? You're not turning on.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. What did I do?
Shutting down.
What did I do now?
You and Deanna each have like 5 jobs.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you're always hustling, always moving, always doing stuff. It's amazing.
Always.
I mean, the social media is a whole thing. Like, that's, yeah. I hate it. I don't love it. I don't do it well.
It's hard.
I hear that's one of my problems in addition to me wearing clogs, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
Say more. No, say more. We want to know about the clogs and what goes down.
You want to know about the clogs? Tell me why my favorite fancy bougie sister cousin sent me an article saying the number one shoe wear choice that turns off men is clogs. And then she said, don't you have like 20 pair?
Oh.
And I said, no, I have 32. I just counted them.
You're not sneaking up on anybody with clogs.
She's a city Indian.
In addition to my bad personality, it's also my shoes that is keeping people away. Yeah, it's the wooden sole. I mean, who wants to mess with that?
Well, I'm JSE the Navigator, also known as Jamie Edwards. Woo! And I'm a Mille Lacs Laker with a little bit of Res experience, but I'm going to lead this Q&A today. And I'm going to start out with just a softball question. What's the best time to call IHS for someone to actually take your call? Thank you. Deanna.
Oh. It's not at 9 because they're at lunch at 9. I actually 11:31.
11:31.
Is that okay. on the? I actually don't know.
Okay, we got 11:31. Anyone else have another answer?
I'm gonna say 1:30.
Good one.
1:30.
That's a good
okay.
one.
That's good.
It's after lunch.
After lunch, okay.
They've socialized a little bit. They've digested. They kind of
had
a
their
couple
first.
Calls,
their smoke.
Yep.
Their
and
smoke
do a couple
break,
of things.
First.
Couple of things. Yep. And then. All right. Then that's it. That's it. I'm gonna say 1:30.
All right. Rob, you got a perspective on best time to call IHS to Indian Health Services for folks out there you may not know. What's best time to make that call?
I'm going to go with 5 minutes before punch out time.
Oh.
Oh.
Intriguing. 5 minutes before they punch out.
No way.
Because they're going to be there.
Nobody's answering your call.
They're going to let it
I'm
rain.
I'm going to say five. I'm going with five.
Wait, is there a correct answer?
We don't know.
Oh. What's the answer?
This is, listen,
track.
This is.
Should we call now and see if anybody answers?
Ooh.
Yeah, we should call now.
We should.
No, it's lunch. It's lunch.
We should. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, good answers. Good answers. All good answers. Am I supposed to answer
you
that question too?
You want
to
guess?
I'm going to go with, okay. So first, you know, office opens at 8 a.m. Probably not the best time. Folks are, you know, still clearing the cobwebs. after the first smoke break. So I'm going to say like 10:30.
Yeah.
10:30 a.m. might be a good time. I would caution Rob, don't call 5 before the end of the day.
Nobody's answering.
No one wants to take that call.
They have caller ID. And they're like, it's the Res reporter.
That is a problem for tomorrow, not today. There's no time to finish it today. Nope.
All right.
All good answers.
All right. I know. I liked all those answers. Well, let's go to another question. This is a question I hear a lot, and I just want the panel. I want to find out from the comedians in Indian Country here in Minnesota, which reservation in Minnesota has the best wild rice?
Well, Leech Lake.
It's not Red Lake, that's for sure.
It's Leech Lake.
Leech Lake. I gotta say Leech Lake.
No, we all know that. There's no other correct answer.
Net Lake, Boys Fort. That's my answer.
All right. All right. So we got Net Lake, Leech Lake, and Leech Lake. Yeah. I'm gonna just, for the sake of arguments, even though I don't know if I'm supposed to be answering these calls, I'm supposed to be the host, but I'm gonna go with Mille Lacs. Just because. No, I mean, we have in our East Lake area, we have some good rice.
Oh, that's true.
In the McGregor area.
That's
got
true.
That good rice. Okay. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
It's decent, but it's no Leech Lake.
Oh,
yeah.
Dang, okay. Fighting words over here.
Right.
Okay.
I know. I don't even go there.
It's like having steak, you know what I mean? This is Wagyu you're talking about, you know what I mean?
Ooh,
that
Wagyu.
Steak.
Got that Wagyu. Wagyu. I like it. All right.
Ask who has the best walleye.
Oh.
I know, right? Like, that's not even a question.
The next question.
Stop it.
Ask me, eh?
Nobody even has to ask you.
Next question.
Next question. On to the next question. What is the tastiest dish you can make from your monthly Kamad allotment? Oh, I don't know.
That's complex.
That is.
That's deep.
That is.
Ooh.
Res reporter, you got some insight on that?
Yeah. You take your luncheon meat, right? You slice that up, fry it up, and then you take your powdered eggs, you stir that up, make it up, fry that up, and then you put that on some, you know, some fried bread. Done deal right there, you know. Kamachi's. I forgot the kamachi's.
I heard that.
That's the main.
You gotta have kamachi's. You gotta have the main things, kamachi's. So.
Dang.
Bam.
You should be a chef.
All right. I like that.
You should have a cooking show, Res Reporter.
was that bologna or just any lunch?
Any. You can lunch meat bologna. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If they give you that, if you're lucky, you know.
If you're lucky.
Get some of that head cheese. No.
Yeah, you might get stuck with head cheese.
That's some high level stuff.
All right. Oh, all right. What do you think? What do you think, Deanna?
He blew me out of the water. But I will say that the best, I feel like I'm on a tropical island. I used to when I would pop open that pineapple juice because there's a little like picture of a pineapple on there. Like SpongeBob's house.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I feel like I'm right. From the island. So shaking that up
like
really
black
good.
Black and white. Like.
Definitely. And, oh, my God. There's something with the cheese. I put the melted cheese on popcorn.
Mm.
I used to do that back in the day.
All right. What about you, Trish? What do you think?
I am going to make a big pan of, like, some kind of cheesy potato mashup.
Dang.
Like, yeah. So I'm going to have like some kind of like frozen potato. If there's potatoes in there or something, doesn't really work with like the instant potatoes, the cheese, put the egg in there. If I have any of like spice, what is it called? Spice Tam, dehydrate, like any kind of Spam-ish kind of bacony thing, whatever I have, I'll add that in there, bake it. Everybody over, have it as a side. Mm, perfect.
Mm. Yum.
Okay.
I'm getting hungry.
I'm hungry.
I'm going to cheat a little. I'm just going to say fry bread, right? Just because the ingredients.
Yeah.
He went old school.
Well, my auntie, she was a really good fry bread maker. So we go to the little Kamad building there and over in Mille Lacs, and fry bread came out. The other stuff, I don't know. I was not good with. Like the hash?
I will say that some of my favorite fry bread has been from Mille Lacs.
Ah, see? There you go.
Interesting.
Nice. You got somebody there that makes it really, really nice.
All right.
Fluffy?
Just like the perfect little aside. Like, yes, just...
Well, I missed that pork in a can.
Pork in a can. That's what I'm...
I missed those.
Pork in the can. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, the beef one is good, too. I missed those.
Beef one.
I want the pork one and the cheesy potato mix, yes.
All right. Well, keeping with the food category, who's got a good answer for what is the best way to reuse wiener water?
Yes.
You better ask the expert.
Res Reporter's like, yes, it's my time to shine.
Finally. I get my time. I get my shine right now.
It's your moment in the sun.
He's just greasy now.
This is what I was born for. This is my moment. I'm like Eminem in 8 Mile right now.
He's about to
throw
mom spaghetti.
I got the mic. I'm B.Y. Boos from 8 Mile right now.
Opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment. Did you capture it? Did you just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous. But on the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out. Time's up. Over.
Support for KFAI comes from the Dakota, presenting Sarah Morris, Monday, July 14th.
Minneapolis's very own Sarah Morris has evoked favorable comparisons to Tori Amos and Norah Jones with her singing and songwriting talents. American songwriter calls her latest release, Here's to You, a set of songs that relay an intimacy and allure shared in equal proportions.
More information for Sarah Morris can be found at the Dakota at dakotacooks.com.
Support for KFAI comes from First Avenue, presenting Obie Original and the Black Atlantics High Life Dance Party, Saturday, July 5th at the Turf Club. High Life is a musical genre originating from Ghana that incorporates the melodic and rhythmic structure of African music with Western jazz. Minneapolis-based Obie Original and the Black Atlantics use Afrobeat, rock, funk, and highlife to create a unique African, American, British, and Caribbean sound. Opening the show are DJ Quay and DJ Goldilocks. More information for Obie Original and the Black Atlantics Highlife Dance Party at the Turf Club is available at first-avenue.com.
Turtle Island Voices Rising, American Indian Month here at KFAI, Fresh Air Community Radio.
You got one chance.
I got one chance. This is my chance right here. Don't let me blow this.
Don't let your feet fail you.
I got Mas Buscetti on me already. You know what I mean? So, what I'm going to say is you take that wiener water, leftover wiener water, you put that in the stove, add a little bit of milk and a little bit of water, man, and you make a gravy. And if you have anything left over, like some, you know, a little bit of sausage or whatever, bacon, throw that in there. Then you take some bread, right? But you know how, like, there's only, like, two slices left in the end of the bag? You know, it's been sitting there for a while? That's the best kind. You want to grab that. You don't even need to toast it because it's already, like, you know, stiff and stuff. So it's already, like, white toast. Oh. You know what I mean? So basically, you're having white toast and gravy. You know, peanut water gravy.
Wow.
You know, in the morning. You know what I mean? Like, imagine that. I can smell it now. You know what I mean? Like, I smell the wieners cooking. I could, you know, so... That's my go-to.
I mean, who can follow that?
No.
Anyone?
I had to mute myself because I was starting to snort laugh. So,
what you got? What you got, Trish? I mean, gravy.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Zero. Nothing. Nothing. Nope.
I would probably put it into a smoothie. Hey, get some protein.
Oh, what a wiener straw. Wiener
on
straw,
ice, that's... on the rocks. Hey. With some mint.
I'm gonna pass on that one. I got no recipe for wiener water.
Throw some Tabasco in there.
There you go. I'm going to spice it up a little.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, at least.
We're just hungry. Just hungry.
Just hungry. I don't need Ozempic. I just need to listen to this.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Cheaper. It's cheaper and healthier.
It's cheaper. Oh.
All right. Well, all right. Well, I'm going to go in a different direction. There's a question that. Because I'm not getting hungry anymore. It's the opposite of that. So. Gotta like put some space between wiener water and
yes, please do. So, yeah.
That's Res Reporter's next tattoo, I think.
Yes.
Oh my god! You know what? He'll get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eventually, I will. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. He has that.
I was gonna put it on my back. You know what I mean? My tramp stamp. You know what I mean?
Oh god. Mm.
What is it? Kind of like the wiener water machine, you know what I mean? Like,
machine. In the back, you know, like a soda stream.
Yeah. Oh, have like it looks like the wiener water, you know, but it'll be as you know the car, you know. But
it's like a Keurig, anyway. A Keurig with yeah. a little wiener water.
Yeah. Probably next tattoo convention, maybe. I don't know. I'll see what the artist said.
I think we should move on.
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, let's switch gears. Control. Let's switch gears a little. All right, this is something came to mind. What is your most memorable powwow snag experience?
Oh, ho, ho.
This is community radio, everyone.
This is
okay.
KFAI, community radio.
No cussing or any, no graphic. Okay.
Graphic.
We got quiet. We got quiet.
No, she said not graphic.
Yeah, this is got pretty quiet. Again.
Most memorable snag at the power.
Like, man, does it have to be good or bad?
Memorable.
Just memorable. It's neutral.
Okay. Wow.
Does it have to be our own story or like witnessing somebody else's?
Hey, you know, go with it. Whatever.
Legendary.
We'll take whatever answer you come up with.
Well, we got to keep it PG.
Yes, it's very, it's okay. G. It's G, not just PG.
I think it's kind of NR-17 is definitely PG.
PG, okay. Yeah, right, PG. Right.
But you know, PG back in the 70s was different than PG right now.
Oh, my God.
Definitely over the, under the.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
What? It is not even the same. It's not the same at all.
Yeah.
So
what do you think, Trish? Most memorable? Or
not
memorable, the opposite.
I was how about can I be a witness? Can I be a witness to somebody's and not share my own?
Yes.
And then like maybe if somebody's out there, they're like, oh God, that was us. What?
Yeah.
Everybody saw that. Like what? Like memorable for me is you know walking by a campsite, like you know probably early-ish in the day before things are really cooking, and like somebody's tent somebody's tent had like you know fallen down like it'd fallen down on them you know so like had collapsed
yeah
but it didn't seem to bother the two people who were enjoying each other's company very much
getting busy
wow
yeah like and like the rest of us was like oh this is a weird show that we can see but not see at the same time
what so, powwow that, was that, that
Oh, why, Deanna? Where were you?
No, I'm trying to figure out if I was at the same one. Oh, traumatic.
Oh my God. So I didn't see them when they walked out. Like, I couldn't bear it. But so that was something to not ever forget.
Memorable. It's memorable.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
How about you, Deanna?
Oh, I remember getting in trouble because, okay, hanging out, we were in Montana. The powwow was, what was it? Arlee, Montana. Beautiful area. I was about 16 or 17. Took off with these guys. It was really troublemaker guys, you know. And I was like, yeah, Dad won't care. You know, he won't care. And when we came back to the campsite, like, early in the morning, he was up, showered. He was sitting in his car. He was drinking coffee and chewing his nails. And I was like, shoot, we are in trouble. So we got grounded to our campsite that night. And I will say that I had more fun being grounded than I was with those troublemakers the night before. Very memorable. I didn't think my dad cared. Thanks, Dad, for caring.
Shout out to Deanna's dad.
Bob Cloud. Dad.
What about you?
Man, I would say, man, I remember as a teenager, I went to the Devil's Lake powwow or Spirit Lake now, you know. First time over there, I was with some friends, and, you know, I met my friend's cousin, so I thought, oh, cool, we're staying here, it's all good, and I tried to hook up with his cousin, and I didn't know that was their grandma's house, and ooh. Grandma came home. And she made everybody, all the girls go to bed in separate beds. And all those guys go to bed in separate beds. So I got, does that count? I don't know. I made it to first base. Can I say that?
The doilies didn't give it away that you were at somebody's grandma's house?
Well, I don't know. We were I think that's why she came home. I think she was at the casino and flew back, you know. She probably didn't even cash in her coupons, but I just flew.
Her spidey senses were on lock.
Yeah. She's like, what? Totally. Boys over there? What? You know, so she was.
Nice.
I almost made it to second base. Let's just, can I say that? Can I say it like almost touching it? Oh, wait, not.
Oh,
no.
My
congratulations.
God.
No. Sorry, I think I went too far. Never mind.
That's all right. That's all right.
I think I went too far.
Yeah. Getting edited out.
I definitely think I crossed the line there. Yeah, that was supposed to be PG, so.
Yeah.
That was PG.
That's PG.
Okay. All right, good.
Yeah, you
all
right.
These days.
Moving on.
I just brought my snag with me, so I will just, you know.
Where?
I did that, you know. That was, anyway. All right, let's go on to another question. Complete the following statement. The Resi Chick toolkit includes 1, a high bun, 2, basketball shorts, from the clearance rack at Walmart. 3. What's the third thing?
Takis.
A t-shirt. You
got your fingers all cheesy. All right, so we got Takis. So a high bun basketball shorts from the clearance rack at Walmart and
t-shirt or sweatshirt from whatever tribal program they worked for.
Oh, okay. Mm. All right. Mm-hmm. You got any res chick ideas there, Rob?
Those little fancy drinks where they keep their straw. They got the little
straw. Oh, yeah.
You know.
I have one right here.
I wish that the listeners could see the faces and actions that Rob's making right now because he just did that perfectly.
That was my impression of a resi chick.
That was really good.
I'm just
You've been doing your homework.
I'm gonna throw it out there. I see my daughter off. She rocks Crocs, so I thought maybe that might be a good, good look, right? A little sandal there for
comfort purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Crocs. Right. Crocs and socks.
All right. Okay, let's get.
Otherwise,
a little more.
I was gonna say clogs, but hey. we already covered that. So.
No, even clogs. The Rez girls are like, we'll stick with the Croc.
I'm gonna buy some clogs. Now.
Oh my god, what size shoe do you have? Do you want some of my clogs?
8.5. Yeah, 8.5. Hook it up. I'm going to DSJ. What is it? DS. I was going to say DSGW.
DSW?
That's Michael Avedor's DSGW.
Oh my god.
DS. What is it? DSW?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going there after this.
Mm-hmm. Immediately.
Or even, I mean, you could also have like low top Converse All Stars too. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Word.
Oh, yeah. I think more of the Nikes more than the
Air Force Ones.
Or some Jordans.
Okay, Jordans. Yep.
Jinx.
Some Jordans. Yeah, Jordans.
Jordan Ones. Yep, that's the new thing. The old new thing. Okay, let's move on to a more serious question.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
What's one tried and true way to get rid of lice once and for all?
Burn everything down.
So serious. Move away.
Light it on fire. Get new kids. I don't know.
The men in black show up at your door like.
Yeah, no. We're here. Starting everything on fire.
No, I gotta say the Clippers, man. The Clippers come out, and you know, no mercy, no man. I feel bad for the girls. You know, the girls got it bad, but man, that's how you knew everybody come into school. You know, just clean heads. So
wasn't it? Wasn't it called RIT?
RID.
RID.
Yeah.
RID.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. For beginner lice, you know what I mean?
Those lice are starting to know. They're starting to prepare for RID. Yeah. Like, they have little plans and strategies. Yeah. They get
they've
together.
They've been, like,
they're uprising.
They're, like, secretly abusing it. So now they're, like, addicted to it now. They're they like it.
There's
now.
An epidemic going on in their scalp.
They need counseling. You know, and they need help. Yeah, they do.
They have powwows and... They snake too, and then they're like, the rain is coming tomorrow, and then they have like a 49er, and they're like, this is our last
Yeah, they snake too good. That's why there's so many
That's really gross. But I actually, I have this whole system. I haven't had to deal with this in probably 3 years, but I'll warm up some coconut oil. This is like not old school, because my grandma would have like this, she had this, I don't know where she got it from. Maybe it was because she was a nurse, but it was like, it was not like the combs you see today at all. And it made a noise. It was so close together that it made a noise. And she would spend all day cleaning out my hair. But nowadays, I actually went to the Lice Lounge, which I recommend, but it's super expensive. It was like $400 to get myself and my daughter cleaned out. But it's okay. They give us like juice boxes and stuff, and they offered me some wine. I was like, what? It was like 11 o'clock in the morning, but I was like, okay, might as well, I'm here, you know. But Lice Lounge, it's like a spa day.
Lice Lounge,
4 out of 4 stars.
Okay, 4-star Lice
for
lounge.
Fancy. That's bougie, but
yeah, that is fancy. I wish I would have got juice.
Yeah, juice box. We're kicking it. It's like a spa, really. It really is like a spa. The Lice Lounge.
Cool.
Tell them D-Ray sent you. You'll get a coupon.
All right. Okay. On to another question. What is your favorite episode of Reservation Dogs? And why? She just pointed at me with her lips.
I was ready. I'm trying to voluntell Trish to go.
Oh.
I don't think she can see me.
Trish?
No, I can't see you.
Nope. She can see me. Can you see me? Hey.
I can see you. Okay. I can see you and Rob's.
Okay.
I
can't see anything. I got the...
Love... I think I love the one where... I think it's Willie Jack goes and meets her auntie or relative in prison, played by Lily Gladstone. Mm-hmm. And then that's when she meets and feels all of her ancestors behind her. That, mm-hmm. like, you really are caring, and you really do have all of these strong forces behind you supporting you. Like, even when you can't feel it, when you can't see it, like, they just showed in this really great way, like, they're there. They're there cheering you on. Like, they've got your back. And that's still, like, my favorite. Mm-hmm. I love that one.
Nice. Nice. Deanna.
She took my answer. Hey.
Was that the same one?
No, that's my favorite
it's
scene.
So good.
That's my favorite
that.
Scene. But yeah. I do, my, one of my, like, my cheese is, like, so surprisingly oh. hilarious. And when he, yes. When they raided the house, he's sitting on the yeah, I don't know where he's sitting, but he's like, they use one of those big old things to smash open the door. You know, they had the SWAT team come in, and he's like, the door was unlocked. They like smash the door. So he's so he I think he's super intelligent and super he doesn't really try too hard, but he's super funny. So cheese is one of my faves, because anywhere Sade t-shirts as well.
I like cheese.
Cheese is awesome.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. He's good character. Yeah. Rob, you got a favorite episode?
Mine's when they meet the character Uncle Bob, and it's Willie Jack, and she's like, you know, she's looking around. She's like, I don't know, he might be a skinwalker or whatever, shapeshifter or whatever. And he's like, what'd you say? You know, he's like, you're a skinwalker. And she's all, he's like, what'd you say? So they're both going back and forth. And I thought it was funny that they're like both, you know, spitting on the ground, calling each other, you know, shapeshifters and stuff like that. And for me, that episode was like, that hit home because, you know, it's just like, you know, you always like, ooh, you know, stay away from that. Don't whistle at night, you know. You know, so. But yeah, that's that episode for me, because I relate to the Uncle Bob, you know what I mean, character in there. So that's cool.
Yeah, I like the one with Gary Farmer's character where he takes on the storm with his axe, right?
Yeah.
He's up on.
And he's
up on the top
Brownie.
Of the roof. Yes.
Brownie, yeah,
he's up
Brownie,
on the yeah, roof. Yeah, he's up on the roof. Top. I don't know how he survives the storm, but I like that was my favorite.
Yeah.
And then any episode, shout out to Bobby Wilson, right? Any episode that Bobby's in, just because I know him. And so, anyway.
Word.
All right. Great show, right?
Da-da-da.
Yes.
Who won?
We got a couple more questions here. Hold your horses over there, Miss Standing Cloud. All right, now we're going to get to a couple more serious questions.
Uh-oh.
And we'll start out with, what document can you find the term merciless Indian savage in? Anyone want to take a crack at that? Indian Ed 101?
That's my birth certificate. Hey. my tribal ID. Hey.
Oh, man. No, it's the Indian. Is it the Indian Act?
Bam. I might be there.
It's Andrew Jackson, right?
Declaration of Independence.
No, is it the Dawes Act? Oh my god, I should know this.
Wow, I get to actually use this.
I'm writing it down for trivia.
Is actually the U.S. Constitution.
I thought it was the Declaration.
Is it the the Declaration of Independence?
Google it?
I just pulled myself. I think in my in my effort to think I was right.
I'm
I think
sure
it might be right. I think it is.
Oh, they've been jealous since the beginning.
I know. Wow. Haters.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Such haters.
Let me make sure. I'm asking Googs.
Googs.
GTS.
I think it is the Declaration. I think you're right, Deanna.
Well, that was Rob said that.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, Rob.
Oh, 1 point,
he
Rob.
Was drinking his wiener water this morning, obviously.
Ooh, that's gross. Well, actually, I'm a savage in the streets, and, you know, and then, you know.
Don't start.
And don't, you know, indigenous it. In you know in the sheets, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh. I don't know, whatever, you know.
Don't say it. Yep. Declaration of Independence specifically in all grievance right. 27.
Yes, I was thinking of
a grievance where a grievance.
I was thinking of the Commerce Clause, which is in the US Constitution.
Ooh, what does that say?
That says that the United States will have authority over negotiations between states, foreign governments, and Indian tribes. So it's a part of the foundation of tribal sovereignty and federal law or federal documents.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wrong. Boo myself. Boo.
Boo myself.
All right. Okay. Well, all right. We'll bounce back here. I think I know the answer to this one. So, what year did Native American people gain citizenship in the United States?
1924.
1953. Yeah, I say 1950. No, not 1924. God.
I think it is 24.
I feel like you're supposed to have the answers.
We have no answers. These are just hypothetical questions.
What kind of game show is this? I don't know.
He was
together. Listen, we got a bunch of schnobs together early in the morning. It's not really that early. Anyway,
it's noon.
My bad. I was just asking you guys if you knew.
Yeah. Okay, I don't have the answer.
The Snyder Act, also known as the Indian Citizenship Act, was passed by Congress June 2nd, 1924.
Hey,
wait.
Good work.
So it's only been 100 years. 101
yeah,
years.
I know.
Oh, that's nice for us.
We got a century of citizenship under our belt.
I was thinking 1934. That was when I think Native people were allowed to vote.
Yes.
Oh.
I think that's right. Yeah. The voting came got after.
Those, interesting.
Got that
yep.
confused. What else do we have here? Okay, now this is a softball question.
Uh-oh.
For all of us, Red Lakers, Mille Lacs Lakers are on this attempt at a game show. I think we've done well for ourselves. I bet. What reservation in Minnesota has the largest population?
I think it's now Red Lake after our constitutional reform.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh.
Jamie, you need to get with it.
Man.
You're at the Capitol all the time.
I heard about that.
I'm beginning to have questions about this.
Listen.
Please show. What's happening?
I even
here?
Know. I'm the least like I even
those people don't know much about Native people. So.
Yeah.
So you surpassed White Earth.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. That was last year. We
coming up. This is so. Yes.
I don't know what the numbers are, but we have how many,
it's almost
Trish?
Doubled.
It's almost doubled. Yeah.
I okay. think it's. What the? Eight.
She's looking it up.
Almost. No, I'm not looking it up. I'm.
She's using her fingers to count.
I'm using my abacus. Leave me alone.
Abacus. And my sundial over here.
I'm using Chisholm Bop. Were you Chisholm Bop kids? Anyone?
Chisholm
I know.
Bop. No.
Do you know what it is? It's like this math method from like the 70s and 80s. And anyway, I don't, you just counted with your fingers. One time when I was on a date with my now ex-husband, he was like, remember those weird Chisholm Bop kids? And it was like, oh, do I?
I was them.
It's me. And he was like, that explains a lot.
Oh,
Chisholm Bop.
About your parents.
How do you spell Chisholm?
Super weird hippie stuff.
Oh, man.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Chisholm.
The finger.
It's like a method to counting.
Like your pointer fingers, 10, your middle fingers, 20, like, and then it helps you with math and multiplying and division. And
I just use my fingers and my toes. That's kind of how I count.
All the digits.
Direction.
Mm-hmm. All the digits.
My toe jams down there. My piggies.
All right. Well, to end it out, I got one last question to ask our panel. Whose auntie is most likely to run on Indian time?
Rob's.
they were born in this. Yeah, yeah.
They were born late.
They were born in it. They don't follow no white man time.
You
they
guys are
time, man. They ain't going by man clock. They going by nature's clock, man.
Don't question them.
Yeah,
I'm
man.
Gonna say whose cousin is likely to run it? That's me. I'm gonna run on Indian time. I'm be
the,
late.
The better question is who's gonna be on time?
Yeah, that's it. That's a harder question.
That's the ultimate question.
I mean, who's gonna? I was late today. So.
It's your show.
There you go. Yep. That's how we roll.
Oh my god.
All right.
My cheeks.
Jamie, you should do this all the time. I would.
We should make this a weekly thing.
We should not. Nope. Not ever again.
We'll have all kinds of wiener water recipes for you.
Yeah, there you go. We'll have a whole
I like to actually, I think this way we could get together. Ham it up.
Make a big book. Cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
Ooh, secret recipes.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Cooking with Rob. Cooking wieners with Rob.
Wieners with Rob.
See it now.
Potato chip sandwiches.
Decolonized with wieners.
Count me in for those. Yes. Yeah.
Doritos. Doritos make the
just,
best.
You know, it'd be just sandwiches. Footage of me eating hot dogs. You know?
Oh. Yeah. I think we're good. I don't know if we want to see that.
Oh man.
All right. Well, we've come to the end of a one of a kind show. You can tune in later. We'll let you know if we'll be back.
I don't know if KFI has ever had a show like this.
Yes, exactly. We set that bar to that unreachable level.
Close the door.
Next level.
Well, thank you, Jamie, for hosting us. Well, who won? Yes, who won? Which one of us won?
We all won.
Is there a winner?
Participation trophy
for us. We get street cred.
In this modern era, we all get participation trophies. You know?
Nice. Oh. Mm-hmm. Word. Yep. It was like field day for comedians. Mm. We get a ribbon.
Cathartic, yes. Work through some stuff. For your routines moving forward.
Yeah.
And isn't that really the point?
It is.
At all?
It is. The point is really to entertain ourselves, to be honest. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Word.
All right.
I had a good time. This is me, crazy.
Which.
Thank you. Funny. Thanks, you guys. See you later.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, everybody. See you guys.
Gigawobs. Gigawobs. Okay, that's it.
All right.
Woohoo! That was wild. That was quite wild.
Yeah, this is your Lake Vermilion power report for today. Yeah, I pulled in late last night. Yeah, it was just dark out. Couldn't even see nothing. Yeah, it was getting kind of spooky there because I could hear noises out there in the wild, in the bush, you know. I didn't know what that was. Yeah. So I had to hurry up and set up camp. As you can see right there, I set up camp. Put up my tent there. Oh, it's just freezing last night. Ooh, just cold, just shivering, you know? Just cold, you know? Yeah, I woke up just sweaty. Ooh, just sweaty. Ooh, just sticky, too. Oh, it's sticking to myself, you know? Yeah, it's kind of sticky out right now. Yeah, I'm over here at the Lake Vermilion powwow. I got my stand set up there. Yeah, my food stand right there. I'm gonna be selling wiener water, you know, for all you dancers out there. If you get thirsty when you're out there jamming, you know, just jamming away, you know, you're gonna get thirsty, and all you singers are gonna be out there just singing away, you know. Got some wiener water for sale for you. Yeah, I heard up in Canada they're selling it for $37, you know? But that's Canadian, you know? I'm gonna sell it US dollars. I'll sell it to you for cheap. 20 bucks a cup gets you a big old cup like that. But you're gonna have to bring back the cup. Can't keep it. And I don't have no refills either. So you have to buy another cup, another one. So I'll have that for sale too. And doesn't seem much like a paw. I thought there'd be more singers and dancers and stands. And, I don't know, maybe they're getting here late too, I don't know. I had to buy a GPS from this old Indian guy. And I was like, yeah, I'm trying to get to Lake Vermilion paw. I need a GPS and them things, you know, show me the way. You know, the way to the powwow, you know, on the highway, the powwow highway. You know, I was like, you gotta show me the way, you know. So he sold me this GPS. But he said it was a IPS, not a GPS. I said, oh, wow, what's that? He said, that's an Indian person saying, you know. So it wasn't really much of a GPS. It was just a tape recorder of him saying, give me directions, you know. So, I don't know, I think my IPS is off a little bit. So, if you're coming out to the Lake Vermilion powwow, come stop by my stand. Get some wiener water soup. Your water, whatever, you can heat it up and make it soup by the campfire there. That's why I got my campfire, so if you want soup, I can heat you up some. That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, big round of applause for Trish Cook.
Hey, everybody, how you doing? Yeah, you're having a good week, everyone?
Yeah.
Having a good weekend? It is only Monday. My weekend was pretty awesome. We spent it here in Chicago. That was great. Been trying to date, but I'm kind of bad. Not real great at it, like, at all. Mostly because I don't want to meet friends of friends. That's... right? Terrible idea. And then, you know, meeting somebody in real life, gross. It's just so gross. It's not good at all. So that, you know, leaves online dating, which is a whole thing. That it is. It really is, right? Not a great one. You know, but I tried that. And I think the biggest problem was is that people don't really read your profile, right? So what I learned about myself is that I am really, really popular with men over 60 from North Dakota. All things I didn't want to know. All things. You know, that was a tough one. The other thing I don't like is that there's no option, like when they ask you what you're looking for, there's nothing that says, I mean, it's very, very specific, like long-term relationship, friends with benefits, you know, blah, 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 blah. There's nothing that says, I want to have dinner with you, ghost you forever, and talk about you with my friends. That's not an option.